Moshe Levinsky.
Good evening, everyone, whoever's left. A couple of weeks ago, we spoke in the start of the day of Torah Away about making statues and pictures of sun, moon, and stars. We had a story about someone's garden, right? No, not yet. I lost the man Mokum. So now I said I told the organizer that I would finish off this last point about making the tzura statues of the Mishkan. This week's Sajid Pasha's Truma. And there's lovely models. We want to show all the kittos and all the children of the how the Mishkan looked like, how the menorah looked like, how the shulchan looked like. Is it mutar to do such things? So the Makor is the same Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, which I'll quote the Shulchan Aruch in the end of Sim Kufim Aleph, Lo yase bayis tavnes heichol. You can't make a house tavnes heichol. Kashia, only the problem is when it's a Shia govoi v'orki v'rochboi. Right? So it depends on the Mishkan, it'll be according to Mishkan's Shia, bayis sheni, bayis rishon, it'll be according to those Shirim. The same thing is, the Chatzah, like the Azara, or the Shulchan, Menorah, tavnes Menorah. Oh. The problem it starts when we get to a menorah. All the other things, the is only if you make it an exact size, right? So it's not so common that you have these people making shulchans or models of Mishkan so high. If you do, it's a problem. But what about the menorah? Says the Shulchan Aruch comes from the Gemara, Aval a menorah, Aval oito shecha mishnah kolim, you're allowed to make a menorah of five, six, or eight. Avoshal Shiva, if you want to copy menorah of seven branches, lo yaseh afilu mish'ar min ha'matris. You cannot make a menorah, you'll soon see how it's nagei lemaisa. You can't make a menorah of seven branches, even of metal. Don't come along and tell me, no, menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was Zav Torah, they were shaking their vachsedra, so maybe Zav Torah I can't. What about stainless steel or any other metal? Maybe I can. No, even other metals. We'll see why in a minute. Don't come along and tell me the menorah and the Mishkan only had gevim, kaftoim, prochim. I'll make it without all that. It's not the same anymore. No, I'll fill it below gevim, kaftoim, prochim. And the thirdly, you might come along and say, I'll make a small menorah. Just for my model in the classroom. I'll make a small menorah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, I'll fill it, eino, gevoya, yod, ches, tfachim. Even a small menorah of seven branches, not 18 tfachim, you may not make such a thing. Why? So the Makor is the Gemara. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Lo Sasson Itti. Don't make things that resemble me. And one of these things is all the things in the Mishkan. That's where the Shechinah lay, and that's where you can't copy. So the problem is, you're making a menorah which is smaller than the Mishkan, or you're making of metal. What's the problem? So the Shach explains, because there's many things in the menorah, even though they say, like a tchila has to be all that, but the Eved is not Ma'akov. So look at Tchila, a menorah has to be 18 tefachim in the Beis HaMikdash. Look at Tchila, it's got to be gold. And look at Tchila, it's got to be made with gvim kaftoyim. However, b'di eved, if even the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan, you make a menorah which is not gold, it's kosher b'di eved. You make a menorah which is less than 18 tefachim, a small menorah, size of a Hanukkah menorah, it's kosher b'di eved. It's not ma'akov. The height is not ma'akov, and the same thing even without all the flowers and the fancy things, it's not ma'akov. Oy bazoi, if you copy such a menorah, even a small one, you're making a menorah which is kosher than HaMikdash, which is a problem. Adka. Okay, so you might come along and say, no, it's not that common to make a menorah. Who makes menorahs? First of all, it's Yadua, I've seen it, many people have seen it on the way to the Kosel, if you go from the Shai Yaffa side, you've got full-fleshed menorah, seven konim. Don't know who gave them a rishus. Called the Shulchan Aruch. It's definitely an issa, even if it wouldn't be the right size. Whatever it's made out of, we'll soon see. There are one or two materials you can make out of. Definitely not metal. So I'm still trying to find out why they made it or how can they make it. However, there is an Eitzah, you're not allowed to keep it, right? You're not allowed to keep it. We'll come to that soon. There's an Eitzah, what Rabbanim say, and we'll see soon. If Kiwegi did it to his, and we can add on another one. Squash another one in, we'll take one off. But to keep it seven is a problem.
Nothing is in different shape altogether.
Oh,
like a
Very good. So, Harav Smus wants to know, what about the candelabra? A candelabra is seven branches, but it's round, yeah? And it's not like a menorah style. So let's read out what the Pesachet Shuvah on the page says from the Bukhari Shoyim. Pesachet Shuvah, one of the poskim, he brings, it's a new thing that has come along. That people mechavlin lemelechas meresa mikdash with a little shiloi which is round. And shoyseim zayin konim. You make seven branches. V'shisha mehem mamid midmus igol. Six of them are all round or squared. Yeah, elu neged elu. It's clearly talking about all opposite each other. V'echod beemza. Says the Pesachet Shuvah yashlim chois biyolam. Why? The whole shein ma'akev menorah, anything that's not possible, not ma'akev menorah, doesn't have to be ein ma'akev. It's a seven yoso. V'lo matzino, we don't find she'akev menorah say that midas akonim. Because the Shuvah says you can go along in the heilig of Hamikdash with the candelabra, seven branches, even though it's not straight, it doesn't say anywhere that it's ma'akev. It has to be straight. So since this is a possibility to have in the Beis Hamikdash, you're copying something which is made in the Beis Hamikdash. Pesachet Shuvah says you have to be careful. It's an issa. Somebody has told me, I don't know how true it is, if you look in the Haimusha shops, you won't find anywhere that's got a seven candelabra. You'll find five, six, eight. I don't know, I haven't been around. I don't know how true it is. But Lemaisa, it's a big problem.
Even if you don't use it, it's nothing to do with light, fire.
Yeah, even if you don't use it. You're making a tour samanera. The Pesachet Shuvah goes on and says, even if you're not going to put oil in, even if you put candles in, it's also a problem. The problem isn't what you light on top. The problem is you're making the tour of the menorah. So
anything which has seven protrusions.
Example.
If you made an octopus with seven legs.
Well, I mean, you're going to light something. Okay. What?
You just need to use a body with seven arms.
Right. Yeah,
but
what you write to find light
doesn't look anything like
menorah. You're right. It doesn't look like menorah, but it's got seven branches. It doesn't have to be flat.
It doesn't have to be flat.
Right, so what you're saying, if you want to make an octopus.
If you made an octopus with seven arms.
With seven legs, but
coming up. It looks like an octopus, but the mice said it's got seven arms.
Wait, does it look like an animal? Does it look like a... No, it has to look like something you would like.
Why does it have to look like an animal? That's not what I'm looking for. See it, see.
This is related to the Tzavimu. This is Tzavimu. He's asking, I just said from the point of view that even if it's not... Even if it's black candles, even if it's not oil.
Seven branched things, which looks like a menorah, it's got seven branches, but there's no way you could fit a candle on
the end of them. I don't know what to say.
It has to be
a tzuris menorah with seven branches, and to something which you're going to light with it. If it looks like it's going
to
light it.
It has to have the humility of practice.
Yeah. It has to be really relaxing.
You have this octopus and you put seven teacups on top.
Has it got branches? Has it got seven branches?
It has to be branches.
It has to be branches, yeah. Like the menorah. The menorah has seven branches. It doesn't have to be all flat on one side. That's the Bukhari Shoy. Yeah, it's not Pashat. The Pesachet Shuvah does bring Makilim. Then he says, the Sefer Mishnah Chachamim says, no way, it has to be Mamish, exactly how it was in Mishnah Mikdosh. However, v'yesh lehachmi me'acha shehu isetoy. He finishes off, yishimachmi like it is, because it's a shailin deresis. Shailin deresis on iti. Grab the Rambam hold, it's nichla in the Moira HaMikdosh. It's not a lavly deresis on iti, it's more of, Moira HaMikdosh, don't make something which is like the sharbita shel melech. The Shulchan Aruch says it's deresis on iti. So the itza is, either don't buy it. If you did buy it, somebody told me, his mother had one, Gateset, 20 years ago, the Gator Drav said, on top, if in the middle one, just block it up. So sort of make it that you can't light anything on it. Just block it up with a, you know, a nice fancy piece of metal. You can make it nice. Just somehow block it.
Oh,
that's enough.
Right,
so that's not seven anymore. I'd say it's down to six.
It's blocked up, but technically it's still seven branches.
Right, so you can't light anything with it.
So then this octopus would be allowed.
Right, if you can't... Yeah,
I think it's not in seven branches.
No, it's not only seven branches. It's seven branches which you can light something. You can light something. Yeah, it doesn't have to be oil. It can be candles as well. To make a photo or
draw it
on paper. Yeah, because that's not a surah.
You can do that.
Yeah. Only sun and moon is flat. Those can't be flat. But other things has to be a surah. It has to be 3D. Yeah. So the eight says, like we said. To add on or to take off or to block up. Lemaisa the Kut Shulchan Aruch, I'm just going to quote a few Kut Shulchan Aruch, and it says the same thing. There are some makilim, but it says Avol. His loshen is Avol Harbi Poskim Oysim Zoyis Yesh Lahachmir. The same thing is Shulim Zalman Oyebach in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosor when he talks about lighting Shabbos candles. He has said the same thing. Even if you light candles, he said you should be careful not to have Zayin Kon and Be'igol. However, there is a heter which I saw myself in Reb Moshe Feinstein. He discusses this shayla and he says, if you want to make a menorah, I'm veering off from the candelabra, if you want to make a menorah, seven branches, l'slamid, then you've got a heter. Right? So many people in schools want to show a menorah, how it looked like. Like we learned to start with it a couple of weeks ago. Rabbi Gamliel made the Levana to show his Aiden, you know, what did the Levana look like this? Did the Levana look like that? And we said, Le Islamid is a heter to teach them. Right? It's the same thing. If you want to make it only Le Islamid, it's okay. Right? If you want to say in the coastal, maybe that's why they made it Le Islamid. No, it could be. I don't know. I just want to discuss one more interesting shayla, a heter. That what is the din? Right? Just imagine something like Machzikadas Main Shul. You've got a big chain coming down, a chandelier, and you've got seven, I didn't count it, but imagine you'd have seven of those coming round. Would that be anything as a problem of Shiva Konim? Chandelier, but seven bulbs. So, seven. Oh. Very good. So basically, even if it would have, you know, so coming down, but it would have seven little branches with it where you could put a bulb in, yeah? You should imagine seven little things coming up for the bulbs. Rabbi Rosman wants to say, like, the Shulvah was a Shavit Levi. The Shavit Levi discusses the Shaila of the candelabra. He says, even though it should be Machmanike, a normal candelabra that's got a yerech like it had a menorah is a problem. However, if it's coming down from the ceiling, it doesn't even have a demus of a menorah because it hasn't got a yerech in the middle. It's nothing. But surprisingly, somebody actually did show me Rabbi Kiva Eger in his own house. His son-in-law writes that he had, you know, those days it was common to have these kind of things coming down, and he was makpid in it. He was makpid even though it didn't have a tzur of a menorah, but seven branches. He says it was probably from his Yerush Shemaim. It's not the halacha from his fear of halacha. He had it like that. He was makpid to add on an extra one, to add on an eight, or to spoil one. But lemais, halacha, lemais, Rosh Hashanah said about it's okay. And finally, so just have to point out, the issa, of course, is only to make, the main issa in our Torah is to make it. The issa is only midrabbanan to keep it. Why? Because midrabbanan is a chashat. Now, there could be a chashad of two things. If you want, it could be maker and say the chashad is like the moon and the sun and the tzur of the other, and the chashad would maybe you'll serve it. Now, those things are only statues that you'd serve, right? Things that people use to have a tzor. Menorah, nobody would come to serve. So if you want to take on that the chashad is maybe you'll serve it, it can be makel. There's market to makel to keep it. But however, the poets can do take on that the chashad. By this is not because maybe you'll serve it. The chashad is to keep it is because maybe people will think that you made it. Even though you didn't buy it, even though you bought it, people will think possibly you made it. If there's a chashash that people think that you made it, that itself is a reason you can't keep it. And some add on, Sura Heintek says, you can't, even if you want to have a menorah or candelabra with electric, not even with light, just electric, could also be a problem. It's vital, the tzur is a menorah, and that basically brings the end of the Shia, and one should ask a shayla, if one has it, one should ask a shayla, If there's mocking to make it, either there's Islam, if you want to teach people, or maybe you can find another attorney, but that's one should be careful not to have such candelabras.
Is it
is that ma'akav on the same level as the Samikdosh? I'm not sure.
It's
China.